From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. You know what you need to have more electric vehicles on the road? More charging stations. And that is the obstacle facing the rollout of the electric vehicle. Charging stations take a lot of time and money to put in. But this is America, so that is a business opportunity for someone somewhere. Marketplace's Jed Kim explains.
It's a bright Friday morning. Warm. Not too warm. Perfect for slacking off. But every parking spot in the Rancho Park Golf Course in Los Angeles is taken, so it's street parking. Which is ironic because I've come specifically to look at a parking spot. It's a portable structure with a base for a car to sit on and what looks like a giant futuristic patio umbrella attached.
Hi,
are you Desmond?
Desmond, yes, I am.
Desmond Wheatley is president and CEO of Envision Solar. His company made this structure.
What we have here is we have a solar array held aloft above a parking space. It's kind of cool. It adds some shade for the vehicle as well, which is really nice. You get back in the car and it's nice and cool.
Not to mention the real point that electric vehicles can plug into the station's battery and charge for free, about 220 miles worth of power each day. And because it's solar powered, there's no need to dig trenches to install electrical lines from the grid, so it can be parked anywhere. And there's no permitting process either.
That, by the way, in California, it takes between 9 to 12 months to deploy a grid-tied electric vehicle charger. We do the same thing in 9 to 12 minutes.
So, what's the downside? Perhaps price. Right now, each unit runs $50,000 to $60,000. Michael Nicholas researches electric vehicles at UC Davis. He says the value of the electricity generated by the sun may not cover the lifetime cost of the batteries.
It's pretty expensive, but I would say even now there's a niche for them. And I think the question is, how much does that grow in the future? It really depends on how well they can bring down the cost of the existing structures.
Wheatley says the price will likely lower, but even now it's cheap compared to the cost of building infrastructure for chargers tied to the grid, securing land, digging trenches to run power lines.
I have spent up to $600 a linear foot trenching. A foot. Okay, so you think you got to go a couple hundred feet even, which is a short trench run, that can really start to add up.
Of course, someday there will be grid-tied chargers everywhere. Wheatley says his chargers will still be useful because they can be connected to the grid and act as battery storage for when excess power is generated elsewhere. In the meantime, power is already flowing. Truman De La Cruz has been charging his electric Volkswagen while playing. Of course, he drives a Golf. He's a fan of the portable charger.
Play golf, get your car charged, now ready to go to work. And I played well.
On sunshine, too.
Yeah, and it's Friday.
Yeah.
He says next time he'll come early to try to snag this spot again. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.